Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Studio De Heffrey. When Jerry Jones speaks, it makes me roll up in the studio to speak about his speaking. Hi, I'm Jeff Cavanaugh from 97.1 The Freak in DFW. You can hear me from 2 to 6 p.m. on 97.1. We got to do a couple of things with Jerry today. Oh, and thanks to my friends at Bet Online. You know, the tournament is happening right now. You need to get up in that action. Use promo code BELEAV, B-L-E-A-V, at Bet Online. You get a 50% sign-up bonus with that first deposit, and you'll be cooking. Maybe you want to jump in on some of this Maverick action. Wyatt Langford just made the Rangers. They're going to win the effing World Series. It's going to be incredible. You want me to talk baseball? I'll do it. Might have to make a separate channel. I know this is a cowboy thing. But Bet Online, from desktop or mobile, promo code BELEAV, B-L-E-A-V, 50% sign-up bonus. Get you cooking. Where to start? Let's start with a picture. You want to start with a picture? I'll show you a picture. Bam! It's from my friend Bobby Belt. This is what NFL teams have spent this offseason, including free agents, extensions, waivers, and trades. And the Dallas Cowboys have spent the least this offseason, and not by a little bit. Chargers at $39 million is the second least. The Cowboys have spent $11 million. So they have spent more than three times less than the second least spending team in the world. That's what your Cowboys have done. They ain't spending no monies. And Jerry said it's because they don't have no monies. And it's quite interesting. As always, there is some validity to the things that Jerry Jones wants you to believe. There's some. And obviously not all, because I just showed you that everybody who's out of money still spends money, because that's how the NFL works. That's what you do in the offseason. You decide who you're going to get rid of, and then you're like, oh God, now we need to add people. Oh crap, the salary cap got us. What are we going to do? So yeah, the Cowboys are in an interesting part of their team building process where they have pushed back a bunch of money of a bunch of people that catches up, and they had to do it one more time with Zach Martin just to get under the cap. So do they have a bunch of money to spend? No, they don't have a bunch of money to spend, but the Chargers were on that list, right? The Chargers, the cap got them. Cap got them. And they were heading into a year where, having pushed monies back, I'm going to be missing a player here, aren't I? But like Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, Khalil Mack, I'm missing one. They were all $30 million players this year, over $30 million players this year. And it had caught up and it was like, uh-oh. And so they had to make moves. And they got rid of some of their best players because the cap got them. The Buffalo Bills cut like five or six starters, damn near their whole secondary, because the cap got them. I push back money and it catches up to you, and eventually you go, uh-oh, we got to do something here. And so they did the things that they had to do. And then they tried to help their football team. I don't even think, let me pull that picture back up. Let's see here. Buffalo's not even on here. So, which means Buffalo has spent more than $72 million, and they had to get rid of a bunch of people because they were broke. But they did what smart teams do. You know what the Bills did? Oh, here we go. I can do this off the top of my head. Teron Johnson, extension, a year before it was time. Deion Dawkins, extension, before it was time. Why? Because now I have more room. And because we're trying to win. So since we're trying to win, the guys that I decide are going to be a part of it before they reach free agency is when I sign them to their extensions. CeeDee Lamb. Micah Parsons. Those are things you can do to have you some money to go sign free agents, which Buffalo has signed quite a few, even though they were broke. They've done that. So, sure, Jerry's not lying that they can't afford to do all of the things, but when Jerry tells you that signing Tyron Smith to the deal that he got would have wrecked them, he's lying. They could have done that, no problem. They could have extended CeeDee Lamb and then done that, and that's all you had to do. It would have been done. But they're not always the smart team. They're not always the smart team when it comes to identifying who is going to be a big part of things and getting their contract done. You know what they could have done? CeeDee Lamb could have signed a contract extension last year before he had the giant season. And you could assign him at whatever the receiver market value is, give or take, and cruised along and been in better shape. So part of what has the Cowboys where they are is they've signed bad contracts. Zeke was one of them that you're still paying for. Michael Gallup, you're paying for now. Terrence Steele, we'll see. Right now, you're just hoping that Terrence Steele is a good football player next year because he wasn't this year, and he's one of your high-paid guys, so that's tough. You know, they gave extensions to Gallup and Steele coming off of injury. Whoops and whoops. The Zeke deal, whoops. That's just top of my head. So, and now they're in a weird spot. And with everybody on one-year deals, Mike McCarthy, Mike Zimmer, currently Dak Prescott, there is an element of this season to if they don't get a contract extension done with Dak during training camp or before the season, then they are setting this thing up to not go well, and then they'll just pin it on both coaches, and if they choose to, they'll pin it on the quarterback, and they'll just be done with all three, and they'll be like, well, you know, the reason that we failed is because the quarterback made too much money and we asked him to do more with less and he wasn't good enough to do more with less. So that's the setup that is happening right now, unless they change what that is. Most teams wouldn't get to this point. With a good quarterback, that deal would have already been done. With CeeDee Lamb, maybe that's tougher. Some of the top receivers seem to be just hanging out and waiting and trying to get all the monies and keep that market moving up. So maybe you couldn't have gotten a deal done with CD early. I don't know. Maybe you couldn't have gotten a deal done with Micah Parsons early. I don't know. But you could have kept Tyron Smith. And keeping Tyron Smith is like the baseline for even pretending to use the words all in, which he used like 12 more times today while he was doodling. Which I do support the doodler. I'm a doodler. While I'm working, if I'm on the radio, I will doodle. And by the time I look down, what I have made is totally nonsensical. But he claims the 4 pages of doodling he did while talking today, that all of it made sense and proves all the stuff that he was saying. But it was just lines and crosses and circles. A couple other things from Jerry today. Let me see if I can get the exact Zeke quote. That one cracked me up. Jerry on Zeke. Come on, Jeff. Basically, what he said was that the reason that he's the awesome GM and the best GM and that no one else could be the GM as good as he's the GM. Nobody could do it. I'm the best general manager. The reason that he's the best is because he could learn from things like the Ezekiel Elliott contract. And a GM who wasn't here to sign that and then cut the guy with a bunch of guaranteed money left and hurt the team twice. Poo-poo. No other GM could learn that experience unless they experienced it. So Jerry is the best GM. I think that's called not being accountable. Right, when other GMs screw up, they get fired. He just claims because he can't get fired that he learns the most, which makes him the best. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I know most of you were born into it and say you can't go anywhere or you're not going to go anywhere. Oh, my God. He said, as long as I do my homework and I'm energized, I'm the best GM. No! Because which GMs are doing their homework are the ones who do the job all the time. You're not even the real GM, so I don't know why I'm talking about it. You're just the guy who gets to decide ultimately on the big names how we're going to handle negotiations. You're not the GM, so it shouldn't even bother me when Jerry talks about being a GM, because he's not. He's not. He just has an ego bigger than all of us combined and insists on a title for a job he does not perform. But still, it's stupid when I hear him talk that way. I'm the best GM. Because of all the stuff I've screwed up, any other GM that was here wouldn't have learned from those things because they wouldn't have lived it because I would have fired them. But because I have done them, I'm the best. Okay. Well, the best GMs are improving their football teams this offseason. You are intentionally not improving your football team and openly saying, it's like, no, I've got CD and I've got Parsons and I've got Diggs and I've got Dak. And so we're just going to do it with less. He said the words, we'll just have to do it with less. Man. So there's that. And one other piece of news from today, the idea that Tyler Smith could play left tackle. It's from Michael Gelkin on X, formerly known as Twitter. On the possibility Tyler Smith moves to left tackle, I'd say that's a good, viable thing. Keep the idea there. Don't dismiss that idea. Certainly, he's potentially, I want to say, a great player at left tackle. So we could take that at face value and say, look, they used a first-round pick on a guy they hoped was going to be their left tackle of the future. Their long-term left tackle is now gone and in New York, so the door is open for him to be that. The question is, do circumstances change when you realize that the guy is dominant at a different position? For me, it would. I'd be looking for a left tackle and leaving him at left guard. What will they do? We don't know. That quote would say, sure, Tyler Smith is going to be the left tackle. They were also talking about playing Terrence Steele at guard a year ago at this time, which I don't know which guard, because Tyron was still here, so was Tyler, so was Zach Martin. So they say stuff about offensive linemen? They don't know. They don't know. Right now, they don't have a center, and they don't have a left tackle, and their right tackle isn't good, at least according to the latest body of evidence. Right now, you got a football team with two offensive linemen on it, and you're hoping that, I guess at the moment, you're just hoping that Brock Hoffman can be a stud, and then they're going to be like, yeah, I know we didn't really have an offensive line, but they won't say that. They'll just be like, well, you know, we had some superstar players, and they didn't do enough, so we're just going to have to try this thing a different way. And then the Cowboys are going to suck for a half decade while we go find a quarterback, and it'll be great. But I do like the draft. So if we get to go into an offseason where we're talking about quarterbacks in a draft, that'll be fun. That'll be neat. Anyway, so the moral of the story today is that Jerry Jones talked, and he probably never should, but he's good at making words because his words make me sit down here and do this. Because I'm like, holy crap, he said what? And holy crap, he said what plays great on TV. I guarantee I haven't turned on a TV today yet, but I guarantee you there's so much talk about what Jerry Jones said. And Jerry Jones doesn't matter. Except he does. He owns the team. And he can decide, no, we're not going to do anything with the quarterback right now. No, we're not going to do anything with CD right now. Those numbers aren't, we don't like that. That's too much. So he does have influence. Oh. By the way, the next guy's worse. Unless Charlotte gets the team. Who do you want to own the team? It can be anyone. Willy Wonka. Roger Staubach. Leave it in the comments. Who do you want to leave the team? Leave the team. Inherit. Keep. I hope Fun Baby gets the team. Because, like, Fun Baby wouldn't care, right? She would just be like, hey, guys, it's good to see you. Hey, Will, how's building the team going? All right, everybody have a good time. So, maybe she'll get the team. All right. Remember, you have no idea what anyone's going through, so be cool to everyone. I love you. Be easy.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.